This is HPR episode 2498 entitled, Life Without Google. It is hosted by Quevmo, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Quevmo goes a month without the apps on his phone.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Quevmo. So, I was starting to get annoyed. The phone would vibrate, and it was just Google wondering how I was enjoying Bed Bath & Beyond. Hey, would you like to add that photo to Maps? And I got thinking, why am I okay with my every move being watched and documented? Long ago, Facebook was ripped from my device and the account was deleted. Tweets have dwindled to a joke, and I cannot remember the last time I logged into Google Plus. So what would it take? What was the last hurdle to become a digital hermit? My Moto X Pure Edition had hit 2 and was due for a fresh battery. So I started searching for a good used phone to use in case I botched the surgery. A Zenfone 2 was purchased, and I started to research the tips and tricks to install Lineage OS on the Zenfone minus the GApps suite, so I could live Google-free for a while. Unfortunately, trying to update the bootloader, this beautiful little piece of tech was bricked and apparently requires a Windows machine and dark incantations to bring back to life. As a side, if anyone in the community is familiar with this type of dark magic, I would be eternally grateful for your assistance and would pay shipping both ways. Back to the drawing board. I looked into the Magic Device tool, an automated root ROM tool that works on a small list of compatible phones. Chose the Nexus 5 as my next victim and waited for the mail to make my day. Unfortunately, I ran into issues again and had to go back to following the Lineage OS instructions for the Nexus, but this time it went smooth and I had a booting machine, Google free. Now I realize that if I'm not paying for something, I am the product. But I have been Quevmo for quite a long time and have a lot of history in this Gmail account. So I attempted to set up K9 from F-Droid, but to keep it required lowering the security in my Google account too low to make it safe. As a workaround, I found the official SDK for ProtonMail and set up Gmail to forward my messages to my ProtonMail account. But unfortunately, while the ProtonMail app will receive and send mail, it requires GApps to notify me of new mail. So I decided to just be content to check my mail when I get home or check it in the browser when I'm bored. The next was a replacement for Hangouts. This is the main tool for daily chats with my wife and kids, but my close friends and I use Signal. So it was an easy task to run through the house loading and configuring Signal for my family to use during this test. Everything else I need to stay entertained at work can be found on the F-Droid open source app store. This includes podcatchers, audiobook players, ebook readers, and of course the SyncThing app, so I can move things off and on my phone without plugging it in and waiting for the files to sync. I am absolutely comfortable with everything I get off of F-Droid, but when you need a specific SDK or program outside of F-Droid, make sure you are getting it from the developer you intend to. It would be a shame if that nice Bitcoin wallet was not actually working for you. So after about a month of being Google free, I have realized a few things. I can go a whole day without knowing when I received a new piece of mail. I can run a phone with less resources and still have full functionality, and was able to go from 100 install apps on my Moto X to 36 on my Nexus. At this point, I do not see a need to go back to the full GApp suite. Thank you for listening. I will try to have links to everything I mentioned in the show notes. And please remember to support this great community. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.